and murder, and did this musical sculpture coming from King Toby's headquarter. Shrunk. And to the bathroom skank.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
By Fred Azevedo, never before broadcast in any form. Act 1. Who's this? Standing on the impressive front porch of noted eccentric Farnsworth Goldthwait's Hatteras Island mansion on a cold October night in the year of our Lord 1881, clutching her weathered luggage and shivering in expectation? This, dear listeners, is Bertha Lundholm, former housemaid from Duluth, presently unemployed. Her curious present circumstances will soon be explained.
It'll work. It'll work. It'll work. It'll work. It'll...
Good evening. Professor Maturin, is it?
Yes.
You are very late.
Train got held up, you know.
Of course. Please, come in.
Thank you.
I am called Vorvolaka.
Good to meet you, Vorvolaka.
May I take your burden?
No. No. That's all right. I...
Vorvolaka! Oh, it's her, isn't it? Bring her in, my boy!
Is that...
This way.
The generations of man are like unto wheat. With time, they ripen and fall away. And in time, they rise again. There is no end to the cycle, only eternal continuance.
An intriguing observation, Lord Swami. We defer to your wisdom.
Master, Professor Maturin.
Oh, lovely, how do you do, Professor? How do you do?
I'm quite well. How do you do, Mr. Goldthwait?
I do just fine. This is my wife, Eleanor.
Good evening, Professor. We're so glad you could make the trip.
It's no trouble. I'm on sabbatical, anyhow.
A female in the academy. Remarkable, eh, dear?
It certainly is. You do your sex credit, Professor. Why, I don't even know
how... This is the form of woman. Shariputra said, I know not why I'm turned into this form. And the goddess Devi said, any woman can change into a man's form, and any man into a woman's. Therefore, the Buddha teaches that all things are by nature neither male nor female. And Shariputra understood the non-duality of things.
Quite. How could I forget? Professor, this is Lord Swami, renowned yogi and mystic from the shores of Malabar.
Everlasting peace to you in this reincarnation. I am merely a disposable container for the 10 holy gurus' eternal wisdom.
Oh, see, such humility... But I'll tell you, we've had the finest philosophers and theologians here, and not a one hasn't learned something from the guru.
Madame Blavatsky called him a being of light unfiltered.
Really?
Yes, everlasting peace to her also. You honor me exceedingly, though I know that all earthly glory is transient. I will go commune with the supreme Tirthankara. Namastvam, children.
Namastvam to you, sir. Vorvolaka, fetch our guests some refreshments.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Please, you've come such a long way, all to look at a silly old chunk of rock.
Well, we'll see, won't we, whether what I have in my possession is merely a chunk of rock, or a piece of history. Eh, Professor?
That's my intention, Mr. Goldthwait. I have my things with me here.
No, not tonight. I won't have it. We're all just about to retire. Wait till tomorrow so we can do this right, eh?
Right. That does sound more ideal for the appraisal process.
Naturally. Now, we'll show you to your room and...
Oh! Hello! I brought the fellow for the appraisal!
Hello, folks.
Jenny?
What? What have I done this time, sister? I brought him, like you asked.
Farnsworth said it was entirely too late now. You were in the room when he spoke.
Well, then I suppose I wasn't listening, was I? Did anybody bother to check if I'd gotten the message? Did anyone remember the fact of my existence?
Virginia, don't make this a scene. We have guests.
I can go.
Well, since you're already here, we might as well have a quick look at it. If you don't object, Professor.
No, might as well, like you said. Where is it?
I got it right here.
Yes, just be... thank you, Ephraim.
My, it's big, isn't it?
With how much he's asking for it, it'd better be.
Oh, don't you worry. This is the real McCoy, ma'am. Brought to you direct from the 14th century.
The 14th? My boy, that'd be quite a feat, seeing as there were nothing but Indians here back then.
Oh, I mean the 15th?
16th, hopefully.
Yes, that's right. Excuse me, folks, I always nod it off when my pappy start talking about history. I just know that stone's real as anything you ever saw in your museums, Miss Lady Professor. I swear on my ma's grave, and my pappy's too, for good measure.
Well, he certainly seems earnest.
Never knew a snake oil salesman who didn't.
Now, Eleanor, I know he's a simpleton.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
But I truly believe what he's brought us is exactly what he claims it to be. You know my repute as a judge of character.
All too well. Dear...
Let's let the professor make her judgment, shall we? Vorvolka, unwrap the item, please. Carefully.
Master?
Oh! It's marvelous!
I told you.
Professor, what's your impression?
Let's see now. It appears to be a block of limestone, likely from a riverbed. The carvings resemble those a chisel might make. As for the writing itself, may I have my loop, please?
Oh, of course, Professor.
Thank you, Vorvolka.
Curious creature, isn't he? I encountered him on the Isle of Samos on my expedition in search of the lost... a story for another time. Please, go on.
Yes. The inscription is as follows. Anais Dare and Virginia... went hence unto heaven 1591. The spelling seems correct.
There, see, I told you it's dated and everything.
Virginia Dare. That's my name. It must have to do with the one I'm named for. The first Virginia. Do you suppose she wrote it?
It says she went to heaven, Sister Dear. That's one matter no one can write a first-hand account of. Certainly not chisel it into stone.
Say, that's quite a coincidence, huh? You and this dame from ancient times having the same name.
It's no coincidence, my good fellow. Miss Dare and my wife are far-flung descendants of that remarkable woman, the first white child born in this country. Leading player in the famous mystery of the Lost Roanoke Colony, of course.
Jeepers!
Indeed! And my dear Eleanor carries in her womb the latest fruit of that noble line. A child I will be happy to call my own. And this stone will be there to show him his proud history.
We just have to be sure we're showing him his history, dear. Not Mr. Ephraim Bumpkins.
That's Bobbit, ma'am.
Well, I can't say anything conclusive without further analysis, Mr. Goldthwait, but it certainly has a sheen of the authentic to it.
You think so, Professor? I felt it when I first saw it. Mr. Bobbit? You've done me a great service. Vorvolka will share his quarters with you tonight, and in the morning, as soon as all the business matters are settled, you'll receive a sum I believe you'll find most adequate.
Dear, I...
Jeepers, mister! That's wonderful! It sure is!
It's only fair, my friend. And now, let's all to bed. The hour is entirely too late for such a gathering.
Oh, now it's too late. Okay. Nobody thanked me for bringing the fellow place. Good night, Ingrits.
Ginny, I apologize for my sister. She's a greatly inflated sense of her own importance. Good night, Professor. And thank you again.
It's a pleasure, Mrs. Goldthwaite.
Yes, thank you. And till tomorrow. We'll have much to discuss then, eh?
Of course. Good night to you. Can I...
Vorvilka will conduct you. Whatever you might need, you've only to call on him.
I'm at your disposal. Please. Hey, what about me? Remain here. I will be back soon. Could I speak to the lady professor for a minute first about some history questions? The professor is tired and indisposed. Your questions can wait till the morning.
Actually, could I...
This way, professor.
Right.
Act 2. The monstrously featured manservant led our so-called professor to her lodgings, which proved quite spacious and accommodating. As they made their way there, she got a glimpse of the labyrinthine immensity of the mansion, made all the more unnavigable by darkness. A latched window in her room offered a view of the pitch-black ocean and the Hatteras lighthouse at a distance, but that pinprick of light did little to banish the suffocating feeling encroaching on our poor heroine. Resolving to get some air despite the risk of displeasing her host, she discreetly stepped into the corridor, just in time to see the door beside her open and a thick smell of opium drift out from within, followed by a woman her own age, dressed rather incongruously in the latest London fashion.
Oh, hello there. Looks like I'm not the only one that's up.
I'm very sorry. I thought I heard a noise.
So did I. Seems we both have little imagination for excuses.
Yep. I don't believe we were introduced. What are you to Mr. Goldthwaite?
Oh, I've little to do with that, old fool. My employer only happens to be lodged here for the moment.
Oh, Lord Swami?
Dear God, no. You know, that man's from Wolverhampton. No idea how anyone falls for that act of his. Well, I suppose with enough laudanum.
That smell.
Nashashe! Oops, got a dash. Lovely meeting you. Enjoy your stay. Wouldn't go in the basement if I were you.
What's in the basement?
Don't. Yeah, toodaloo.
You better be there, kid. Good. How did I ever get myself into this?
I was just asking myself that.
Kid, keep your voice down, won't you? You want to have us both caught?
Not particularly. Though I wouldn't mind giving the old six-shooter some practice. She ain't seen much use since I left Cheyenne, and she's just itching to smoke some...
No. Remember our arrangement, hmm? We agreed. No shooting, no thieving. You'll sell Mr. Goldthwaite his rock, and we'll split it between us. That's all there is, and that's all there will be. Understand?
I'm no fool, though I play one with uncommon skill, if I do say so myself. As for our patron, I'm not sure there is acting involved.
She may be stupid, but she's held up her end, too. If none of us gives the game away this time tomorrow, we'll all be rich as trolls.
As rich as what?
Trolls. It's what we say in Sweden.
Huh. Well, last time I checked, this wasn't Sweden.
You're very right, kid. And it isn't the Wyoming Territory, either. So, we'll... Hide.
The Kazoo Kid don't hide, Miss Bertha.
Is that so? And who is the Kazoo Kid? Or Bertha, for that matter?
Just a part from a play I've been rehearsing.
A play? I wasn't aware you were a member of the Bumpkin Theatrical Troupe. What piece will you be performing this season?
It's a little something my pappy wrote, entitled, The Unfortunate Life and Miserable Death of the Greatest Gunslinger in the West, the Kazoo Kid.
I love the title. Tell me, what is a kazoo?
A newfangled sort of musical instrument. My pappy's very keen on them. Unfortunately, I seem to have misplaced mine.
Your father's a very intellectual man, then, it seems.
He was. Passed away 10 years ago now. Flattened by Bessie, our old cow. Ma seemed more upset about the cow.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I suppose so.
How about you, then? What kind of man are you, Mr. Bumpkin?
Well, you tell me, ma'am.
I think think I should very much like to find out.
Really? How about that?
You seem to me a man of great, untapped depths, unlike my husband.
Oh, he seems like a fine enough fella.
I'd rather not discuss my husband, if you don't mind. Him and his damned Roanoke madness. God knows I carry a potent enough reminder of him around at all times.
Fair point. Well, what should we discuss then? I'm all ears.
I'd rather show you something, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, I don't mind.
Downstairs. Right this way, Mr. Bumpkin.
Ma'am.
What in the hell?
Struck dumb by the strange scene she had just witnessed and feeling an inexplicable dread emanating from the basement door the kid had left ajar behind him, Bertha resolved to return to her quarters as speedily as possible. Only in her haste, on leaving the kitchen, she took a wrong turn and found herself wandering the halls of the house, growing steadily more uneasy, until a faintly heard sound made her stop in her tracks.
It can't be. I'm not hearing that. I'm not, and that's the end of it. God. Oh, God, I'm already going mad.
Professor!
Ah! Oh, Veronica, I seem to have gotten myself lost.
Allow me to lead you to your room, Professor. This is no time to be out here.
Yes, you're right. Thank you.
Through here. After you.
Icaporismo, Satana.
Safely seen to her bed by the manservant, our heroine slept a fitful sleep the rest of the night. The next morning saw the entire cast of characters from the previous night gathered in the sitting room once more, with one exception.
Ah, Professor, good morning. You didn't happen to see our Mr. Bobbitt, did you?
No, not since we all saw him last night, I mean.
Dash it! Where can he be?
Perhaps he got lost.
Ravola could have found him, Jinny. He searched the house twice now.
I will look again.
No. No need for that, my good man. I think we may just have to consider our dear seller, lost. Well and truly. Which leaves the question...
We can't just take it from him. It's his property. What would he think of us?
If he cares so much for it, why isn't he here to see it? Seems to me the stone is of little concern to him. When he saw we had brought someone who could expose his fraud, he left to see his next confidence scheme.
Now, Eleanor...
Maybe something happened to him. He's become a missing person. We ought to call the police.
No, there's no need for that. This is a curious situation, but it seems to me that the thing to do now is to go through with the appraisal.
Mr. Goldthwait,
Yeah, one moment and vanish the next. That is the impermanence of existence in this world of materiality. Those prints we left in the grass... The next day they're gone, and no one can tell they were ever there. Perhaps they never were.
So, what you're saying is we all imagined the yokel, and the stone just materialized there by itself.
Thank you, Lord Swami. Always insightful. And good of you to join us, Miss Phillips. Perhaps you can provide a second opinion. Oh, Miss Phillips is our resident scholar here, Professor. She has a great interest in all the obscure chapters of the world's history. From here to Tibet.
Oh, indeed. Actually, I believe we met briefly.
Yes. I'm afraid I'm rather poor at introductions on the whole. You probably assumed I was a burglar or such like.
Well, that's taken care of that misapprehension. Now, you really have met the lot of us, I suppose.
Dear?
Yes, my sweet?
Do you suppose we'd better get to the appraisal?
I suppose so. Vorvolka, fetch the professor's tools. You've had breakfast, yes?
Yes, it was terrific.
You think so? That Turkish wild man can't even make a decent Norwegian omelet.
Mistress, I am not Turkish!
Whatever. I still think you're all too eager to take that poor man's treasured possessions from him without leaving his poor family a cent!
Would you like us to search the backwoods for a clan of bumpkins missing an Ephraim? That might be quite a search.
What's the matter with you, Eleanor? Paul taught us manners so we'd do well for ourselves. He didn't teach you to be a rich harpy like all those others.
Oh, dear.
Virginia, you...
Dear, he certainly didn't teach you, Ginny. You came by it naturally.
You... How could you? What would Pa say? What would John say?
Don't you bring John into this, you useless halfwit.
Right, perhaps I'd better see myself... Oh, never mind. I've been beaten to the punch.
Professor, I'm very sorry you had to see that.
That's quite all right. Just a moment.
Oh, dear.
You be quiet. Your help. Understand? Don't forget it.
How could I? By the way, Mr. Goldthwaite, Madam Lynn wishes to speak to you soon.
Shall I go now?
She'll let you know.
How kind of her. Perhaps you ought to remind your employer who the master of the house is here.
I think she knows very well, Mrs. Goldthwaite. Toodaloo, all.
Master and servant, Brahmin and Shudra, all is illusion. When the mire's peeled away, the mukti is laid bare.
Can someone tell that man to be quiet? You keep your rock, dear. I'll leave you two alone.
Forgive her ignorance, child. She is not initiated.
Oh, I suppose you're right, Lord Swami. There are times when I feel you're the only one here that truly understands me.
But of course, child. We alone in this place know the luminescence of the eternal, the agony of Indrahala. Until they are awakened to their own akashic insignificance, nothing can be done for them.
Yes, sir.
Master, should I put the stone away?
Yes, put it in the attic, Revolka. Keep it safe.
Master?
Though, of course, nothing is truly safe from the ravages of time, which mows down all things.
In another part of the house entirely, Virginia sat by herself crying, abandoned by all.
Mr. Virginia? Are you all right?
Professor, I mean, not really. Whatever your name was.
Bertha, I can't blame you for reacting like this. Your sister said some awful things.
She's always said them. I shouldn't let it bother me.
I see now why you came to us. You want to get out of here, don't you?
Wouldn't you?
Yes. And John? Who is John?
Just somebody dead. Our brother. He drowned.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I never really knew him. Only Eleanor was old enough. And she never mentions him now.
Well, what about your parents?
Consumption took Mother when I was 7. And Pa was always up to his business in the basement. Never let us women folk see what he worked on.
The basement. Do you know...
Never mind all that. The stone! What are we going to do about the stone? It's all we've got!
Doesn't seem to be anything for it if we can't find the kid.
Well, we went to the whole trouble of forging it. Can't I just ask for the payment?
That wouldn't do. They don't know we're working together.
Right. So where's your partner, then? Does he realize he's jeopardizing all our fortunes?
I think I might have an idea. Not a good one. Virginia, what's in the basement?
The basement? Oh, nothing. We don't go in the basement.
But why is that, if there isn't anything there?
It's dangerous is why. The soil is what's the matter. This was our family's property before it was Farnsworth's, you see? My pa always said the soil was perfectly dreadful.
I see. Well, I saw your sister and the kid go down to the basement last night.
No, that can't be. Are you sure?
I'm quite sure. And I'm certain the kid is still down there. She's holding him for some reason.
Oh no. Oh no, you're not going to go down there, are you?
Yes, I think so.
For the love of God, don't! Please, I like you, Bertha. I don't want you to be like the others.
The others?
I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm just a wretched half-wit.
Good.
Though she had neglected to mention to Virginia, Bertha had another reason for venturing into those dark depths. They called out to her, dared her to give in to curiosity, and see what horror could merit such vehement cautioning. For the unfortunate Kazoo Kid, all there was down there was a dusty floor, chains, and a ominous humming issuing from the impenetrable gloom ahead. That, and a fellow prisoner.
Brought on.
Huh? Ma'am, what's the time?
Brought on.
Hey, you! You better not have been watching, you damn pervert!
Brought on.
Did you do this? Huh? You do this, you crazy!
No.
Fess up already, you screwball!
No. Must say the word. Brought on. Must.
You said it enough times, don't you think?
Let's say it enough. Rotor.
You better go ahead and talk, or you might find yourself on the wrong end of my six-shooter. They don't call me the fastest gun in the plains for nothing.
Funny.
What's funny, Dingbat?
I don't see any six-shooters.
Oh, very clever, pal. Whose fault is that, you think?
Yours.
That does it!
Now. Fighting, are we?
And who are you? How many people that got locked up down here?
Oh, I'm not locked up. Unlike you, I choose to remain here of my own volition. I don't believe I'm missing much up there.
Roll it.
You got no right to keep me here. I don't care who you think you are.
What exactly is preventing me from holding you captive? I'm curious. Really, I am.
There's people who live upstairs. They'll catch wind of what you're doing and spring me. The fruitcake, too.
Oh, really?
Rotor.
I fail to see what's so damn funny.
Who do you think brought you to me, little man? Three guesses. No? Here's a hint. Mrs. Eleanor Goldthwaite. She has quite the gallery of suitors. And they tend to end up down here after she's finished with them.
Hold on just a minute. You mean to say...
Great soul friend. She fooled me once, but then I learned. Too late. That woman's a witch. Groton. A witch?
Zebedee's been here for a good while. For whatever reason, the master doesn't want him. I'm endlessly curious as to why.
My faith is strong. I honor the master.
Master, that humming.
You're in the presence of divinity, little man. I'd get on your knees if I were you. Get on your knees, and I'll tell you a story.
I don't think so, Longshanks. What's with the getup? You just came from the operating room?
Think of me as the master's physician, though I'm equally his high priest, as my father was.
Rotten.
Insanity runs in the family, I guess. Or maybe it's in the air around here.
While your insolence still amuses me, I will continue to tolerate it. But not any longer, understood? Good. Now, I'm sure you know the story of the lost colony of Roanoke. On this very island in the year 1587, over 100 English settlers arrived and made their home. 3 years later, they vanished, without a trace.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Here's the part that you haven't heard. The settlers were joined by one of the Croatoan tribe, an Indian called Manteo, my forefather. The Croatans worshipped Ahone, the god who made this earth we now stand on. But they also knew prayer to Ahone was futile, for he no longer bothered with human affairs. He had withdrawn and left his creation to the wicked Kiwasa, who liked nothing better than to torment mankind. The Indians prayed and sacrificed to Kiwasa because they feared him. But Manteo had no wish to do so. He took the white man's learning and his own people's and fashioned something quite unlike anything that had been ever seen before. A being without parallel. A god made by man for man alone. Croatoan.
Jesus Christ! Let me out of here, somebody!
No. The master wants you.
Let go! Let go, you good for nothing!
The Master will have you.
Color. No sign remained of the young gunslinger save for some chains holding chunks of flesh. The physician delicately gathered them up and took them away, God knows where to. At the top of the stairs that led to that horrid place, our heroine had finally summoned up the courage to follow her curiosity. To her surprise, she found the door firmly locked and no key in sight.
You might have some difficulty there.
I hope you don't think I was...
Believe me, I've had my fair share of tries at that lock. It's a nasty bugger, I'll tell you that.
Well, why would you...
My employer has a great interest in what's through that door. Suffice to say, she and Mrs. Goldthwaite presently find themselves at cross purposes in that regard.
Miss Phillips, I must ask you, who is your employer?
Would you like to meet her? She must be finished with Goldthwaite by now.
Finished with him? I don't believe I understand.
Every man has his vices. Find them, and he's yours.
And she has?
Yes, love. That was the easy part.
Back to that upstairs corridor they went. Back to the door that smelled like a decadent limehouse den. But before they could approach, it flew open and Farnsworth Goldthwaite emerged in a huff, so intent on his outrage that he failed to even register their presence.
I'm sorry, madam. I have degraded myself for you plenty, but this I will not do. A man has his principles, and he must stand by them.
好吧,去你的。看看你能在那里找到你的宝贵的莲花吗?
Pack your bags, woman. You won't spend another night under my roof. Farewell.
Oh, dear. Madam?
请进.
I've brought her.
正好。
Go on in. She's expecting you.
Good afternoon.
小姐,跟我好。
She says good afternoon.
请坐下。
Sit down.
I'm not sure if I should...
坐下!
Oh, I think you'd better sit down, love. There we are.
你知道我是谁吗?
Madam asks if you know who she is.
No, I don't. Though I would like to.
我叫林善祥。 庄园是太平天国的天津市。你叫什么?
You're speaking to Madame Lin Shangxiang, highest placed in the examinations of the heavenly capital of Tianjin in the Far East. She asks your name.
Professor Pauline Marchuan of the University of Pennsylvania.
你的真名?
Your real name.
What is that supposed to mean?
别再撒谎了,我们有事情要办。
She asks that you stop lying to her. We've business to attend to.
I present your insinuation, madam. I am an academic.
你和我都知道这石头是假的。别闹了。She
knows the stone is false, as do you. Enough of this.
How? How?
你想告诉她吗? 我的助手?
What was that? What did she say?
I've had a look at it myself. It's undeniably skillful, but the story it tells is a false one.
How can you know that? No one knows what happened back then.
有些人是知道的,比如他们的后代。
Madam says there are some who do, the descendants, of the colonists, that is.
You mean Virginia and Eleanor? So they really are, then. Virginia didn't seem to believe that story.
不管,Eleanor是这么认为的。
It doesn't matter. Eleanor believes it, and she has the treasure.
Treasure? What does she mean by that?
你以为地下室里是什么呢? 不就是Roanoke殖民地的失落的宝藏吗? 为了它,快好也值了。
What did you think was in the basement, love? What if not the lost treasure of Roanoke? Something she crossed oceans to find.
Is that what you're after? Is that why you're here?
那肯定了.
Obviously. Sorry.
And I guess you need me for something. Else you wouldn't have told me.
好啊. 你脑筋还够用，对一个高鼻子来讲。
Madam says you catch on very quickly for a big nose.
What?
It's a compliment, don't you worry. And you're right, we do have an offer to make if you'd be interested. Your share would be considerably greater than anything you might have made from your fraudulent scheme.
What would I have to do?
先把你的名字告诉我，然后我们可以商量。
First, you must tell her your name. Then we can make a deal.
Bertha Lindholm of Vaxholm in Uppland.
非常好。现在听好了 ，Bertha， 为了得到这个宝藏，我唯一缺的是地下室门的钥匙。Eleanor 在一一地守着它。我们拿不到，但你有戏。
Madam says all that stands between us and the treasure is the basement key, currently being jealously guarded by Miss Goldthwaite. We can't get to it. Believe me, we've tried, but who knows? Maybe you can.
How?
她不相信我们，但你可能没有问题。我们得接好机会。
She already knows not to trust us, but not you.That's our advantage. It's our best chance. If you can find out where she's got it, and of course acquire it without her noticing, we might be in with a shout, I dare say.
I thought Mr. Goldthwaite said that you had to be out of here today.
他每次都这么说。
No, he's always saying that. Though, even so...
那天快没了，我们得快点行动。
Quite so.Madam's stay here is only guaranteed by her supplying Mr. Goldthwaite's poppy seed vice, the stock of which is now running dangerously low. If we're to make our move, it must be now. Which leaves the question...
你接受吗 ?Lundholm 小姐。
Do you accept the offer, Miss Lundholm?
I'll do it for half. No less than that.
Hold on. That's not...
很好。时间很宝贵。我建议你现在就去。
What did she say?
Hold on a minute. We've got to discuss this, Lynn. What about our partnership?
我们要不就少挣，要不就什么都没有。你愿意怎么样？
You don't get to decide that. Listen.
帮他翻译，快去做。我们没有时间可耽误在这愚蠢上。
Ugh, fiddlesticks. Madam says we've got no time to lose. You'd better get to it right away.
All right, I'll bring the key to you, and at nightfall we'll head down there together. Then we'll leave with my friend and the treasure and whatever else they're keeping down there. Is that the size of it?
我对这没有意见。
Good, that sounded like a yes. I'll see you shortly, then.
Hold on. Do you know what you're getting into here, love? I need to know that you do.
Yes, I mean, I have a pretty good idea.
Are you quite sure?Do you even know what you plan to do?
I try not to plan too much anymore. It never quite seems to work out.
Well, can't argue with that. Good luck, eh?
Thank you, Miss Phillips.
That's Philomena to you. Take care.
她会做的，我有信心。
I do hope so, or it's all our heads.
After watching the departing Bertha with concern, Miss Phillips cast a charged glance at her associate and shut the door once more. It was not long before our heroine arrived at what she assumed to be the master bedroom, and, after a moment's hesitation, knocked gingerly. Some time passed without an answer, and then the door was opened by a visibly perturbed Eleanor Goldthwaite, hair disheveled, pupils dilated, and a hand on her pregnant belly.
Yes, Professor. How may I help you this afternoon?
I'd like to discuss some matters with you, if that's all right, Mrs. Goldthwaite.
Oh, what sort of matters? Don't you think you'd rather speak to my husband? You must surely be around someplace.
I think this concerns you the most, Mrs. Goldthwaite. You and your family.
Please, come in. All right, what have you heard?If it's anything Virginia told you, then I can...
No, it's Madame Lynn and her assistant. They, attempted to recruit me to steal something from the basement of the house. Something passed down your family line.
What? That Chinese hussy. She's gone too far this time. I'll show her and Teth by 1,000 cuts.
You don't understand. They're going down there right this moment. They offered me a share in their riches if I delayed you long enough for them to get away. That's what they believe I'm doing right now.
Is that so? My. You are a cunning one, Professor. To reach your station, despite your sex, I suppose you had to be. Did they mention how they plan to enter the basement, by any chance?
No. What do they so want down there anyhow? Some family heirlooms?
Dear old Zebedee Dare was far too spendthrift to leave very much to his daughters, but good breeding and tales of our history. It's my husband's valuables that are kept down there. Souvenirs of his travels around the globe. That whore probably had her eyes on them since she arrived here. Unfortunately, I've got what she needs right here.
Goodness. Where did you find a pistol like that?
Oh, the departed friend left it for me. Quite something, isn't it?
It certainly is. Now, we'd best hurry. We might still catch them in the act.
No, I don't think so.
Mrs. Goldthwaite?
You are cunning in the extreme, my dear professor. You must understand, I admire that. But you're also a fool. A fool for thinking you could deceive me.
Where did I step wrong?
I'm well aware those two crooks have been trying to get past that door since they figured out what I had in there. But there is no way through it. Not without my key. What was your plan? Exactly. Trick me into opening the lock, then send me tumbling down the stairs? Not bad, I must say. If lacking in finesse.
No, never. I don't take the lives of innocents.
So noble. No. What makes you think any of us are innocent? Any of this wretched human race of ours.
Does that justify imprisoning men who've done you no wrong?
It justifies whatever I wish it to. To cling onto morality is to deny our own base nature. We are rejects from God's kingdom, left to crawl and debase ourselves in the muck. Well, I, for one, don't care to beg a deity who pleasures himself to our suffering for entrance to some dubious paradise. Better to reign here than serve over there. That's it.
So that's all, then? You'd have us all killing each other for the slightest advantage.
Little fool. We do that already. But even among savages, there are persons of vision. Those who can see something greater than this miserable scrambling and warp to make it so.
Such as yourself?
I never said that, girl. My great privilege as a lower being is to assist such a genius in whatever humble way I can.
Who would that be, then? Your husband? Mr. Goldthwaite?
Don't make me laugh. That imbecile.
Eleanor! Blast it! I told you never to leave this door locked!
My mistake, dear. Just a moment. Hello, dear. No sudden moves.
Eleanor? What's the meaning of this?
Tell me, dear. Why have you come? Not to sleep, certainly. I know where you like to sleep.
It's 4 p.m, for God's sake! Will you explain to me what's going on here? Professor? What's she got to do with this?
Oh, your oriental lady friend hired her to get the key to the basement from me. Which I presume is the same errand you're here on, my dear husband?
I won't even dignify that with a response. Now, I demand you tell me where you acquired that pistol, and why you have it pointed at me.
Perhaps I'm simply tired of it all. You know, Professor, your rustic friend was hardly even worth the effort. He was extremely talkative, however. That silly plan of yours. He didn't even have to tell me the architect of it all was my sister. It had to be, hadn't it? Only she could have conceived such a harebrained scheme.
Scheme? What scheme? Eleanor, you're spouting nonsense.
Tell him, Professor. Or should I say...
Bertha. Bertha Lindholm. I'm not who I claimed to be, Mr. Goldthwaite. My accomplices and I aimed to defraud you by selling you that stone.
You mean to say?
There's not a bit of truth in it, Farnsworth. I suppose your son will have to go without learning his history after all.
Why, you no-good swindler, to take advantage of a man's good graces like that, I can't...
You mustn't blame her. She's only a poor squarehead, fresh off the boat from some frozen mudhole. And to think you thought you could pull one over on a stem of the most ancient line in this country. Ambitious, weren't we?
I don't believe anyone is better than anyone else, no matter their lineage. That's only something people like you tell themselves to try and feel special.
Believe me, little girl. It brings me no joy to be what I am. But certain truths cannot be avoided. No matter your efforts, no matter the breaks, it always ends like this. Me holding the trigger, and you cowering before it.
Now, my sweet, there's no need for this. I'll send Vavolica to Monteo to fetch the sheriff here, and we'll leave this to the law. How's that?
Neither of you are getting off that easily, I'm afraid. Why don't you go ahead and make me the offer you've been waiting to make this entire time? That'll hurry things along.
Very well, my sweet. I'd like that key you have. I know we said all that... What was down in the basement, what was down there, was your own business. But unfortunately, the time has come when it must become mine. In return, you can have whatever you most desire. It's yours. I just need the key. Please.
Is that so? Unfortunately, dear, all I want is this thing cut out of me. Can you do that?
How can you
Too
even...
Too bad. No deal, then. Seems you'll have to do without your medicine for now.
I can't. No, no, please. Eleanor, please. Please. Please.
There's nothing you can give me that I'd want, you pitiful man. Get off your knees. Try to keep some of your dignity, at least.
Think of the child. I can feel it. See? There. Right there. Our child, Eleanor. Does that hold no meaning for you?
I'm sorry. Do you actually think it's yours?
You. Why you?
Get off me, God. Oh. Christ. John, what did I do? Oh, filthy squarehead. Give that back. Give it back. Stay back. You won't be doing that again, Mrs. Goldthwaite.
Master. Master. Who's that?
It was her. Vavolica, stop her. What are you waiting for, you dumb animal? Do your duty.
I do as my master would have wished.
Good. At least you're good for something.
I'll go fetch the sheriff for you, murderess!
You would, wouldn't you?
Mindless proton, alai, epiginosco, itois etus tropus, diavoliki!
Now, hand over the key. We can end this right here. Oh, really? You want it? You want this piece of metal in my breast? Well, then, you can scour the depths of the ocean for it. Best of luck. What? No! Goodbye, John. Goodbye, Pa.
She deserved her fate.
Very good. It's so... I don't even know.
Hello there. What was that beastly noise? Oh dear.
Eleanor did it. She's dead, too.
Good Lord. And the key?
She took it with her.
Well, that certainly puts us in quite a spot. Now what?
Vavolica?
Yes, I will open the door for you.
Good! Splendid! Very kind of you, sir.
Bertha, 你本人一定不能下去。
Oh, right. Sorry, Bertha. Madam says you can't go down with us.
But why not? I've earned my spot, don't you think?
她要你的命。
It wants you. It's not safe for you, love.
I don't know what it is. You said all there was down there was treasure. Eleanor said it was her husband's riches.
已故的 Goldthwaite 先生的财产在一个Boston的银行库里藏着呢。 我们寻找的宝藏比他、比这房子、比这国家都老，而且比任何别的东西都危险。Well,
no. You see, Mr. Goldthwaite's riches are all in a bank vault in Boston. The treasure we're after is a great deal older than him, older than the house, older than this country, even. And it's more dangerous than you can imagine.
I don't care. I want to see this through. I have to find my friend.
你的朋友已经去世了，待在这里吧。
Your friend is dead. You've got to stay here. I'm very sorry.
What? Did you know that the entire time? How could you?
No, stay here!
咱们走吧。
Sorry, again. I'll just take that. Thank you. Come on, Vavolica.
Don't fear. He will be avenged.
What's going on? What was that noise?
Virginia.
I have something to tell you.
To be continued, same time next week. Until then, dear listeners.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Pardonnez-nous, on a les trucs. Et genre,
Yes, sir, you already know what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, in the city of Montreal and worldwide, if you're tuned in online, this is THG Entertainment on CKUT 90.3, back again with this week's episode of Whose Vibe Is It? Anyways, I'm here with Colin Hassel on the drums as well. DJ Rossi Ross on the mix is always ready to throw down. We're going to have him back on. We like to pause for dramatic silence around here just to see who's awake and sturdy at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's important to keep Montreal on their toes. And if you're on your toes right now, Montreal, please come and visit us on Instagram at THT Entertainment, where you'll find the very latest of what we've got going on. Big shout out to CKUT, as always, for letting us do this one more time. It's a special day in the studio here at THT Entertainment. We have got resident THT Don, lead artist, man, myth, legend, Mr. International, our brother Mutari is in the studio today.
Whose vibe is it anyways, Montreal? I'm happy to be here, man. On est là, on est là. What's up, everybody?
Yes, sir, man. We're so stoked to finally get you in the studio. I know it's been a while since we've been able to have you on the air. Sir. So we're going to get into a lot of different topics with you a little later on. For now, I know we got to get back to the tunes, onto the tunes, because this is just the beginning of the show. So what do we got coming, Jay?
Hey, we got to start it off right. Look, we're getting into some Montreal hip-hop as we should. Coming up next, Connaisseur Ticasso, original.